Уважаемый господин
Chair Rapporteur, the Russian Federation has always attached particular importance to the right to development, as it interprets it as a separate, self-standing category of rights, which nonetheless is related to the whole spectrum of other human rights. In this connection, we understand why the proposed draft convention on the right to development, which we are to be discussing here, is in essence a compilation of fragments taken from a number of universal, regional, political, and legal obligatory instruments in the area of human rights. However, we cannot agree with approaches which, in our view, can lead to the adoption of unnecessary legal provisions. We are guided by the idea that a legally binding new international instrument should first and foremost determine the purpose of the convention, that is, come up with a definition of the format for this new category of rights, that is, the right to development. Without taking that step, it will be difficult for us to talk about the further development of such an instrument. Moreover, without the appropriate definition of the new format to be addressed, it would be difficult to assume responsibility for the enjoyment of this right for states. It is clear that without resolving the aforementioned issues, it would be problematic to start any negotiating process. Nonetheless, we believe that in current conditions, the problem of the protection of the right to development is more acute than ever. This is the result of a whole selection, a range of objective factors, such as the negative impact of the unilateral coercive measures exercised by certain countries, the unequal possibilities for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change throughout the planet, and others. In this connection, the developed countries, which should build up cooperation in the area of protecting human rights, so as to uphold the rights of less developed countries to development, often is guided by their very temporary cyclical interests. We think that without overcoming these obstacles, we cannot assert the right to development. And we believe it is necessary to come up with a legally binding instrument which does not undermine the foundations of existing international human rights law. The idea of a convention on the right to development is definitely topical in this context. Therefore, we are ready to engage in constructive work in the open-ended working group on the right to development, and this includes in contacts with the special rapporteurs and the expert mechanism of the Human Rights Council. At the same time, we look forward to an active and constructive involvement in this convention by the special procedures themselves as well. Thank you very much.